This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
From his roots in Aliquippa to a tight end position at Pitt, Mike Ditka would soon reach new heights in the NFL. This is the Ditka Diaries.
I was in the right place at the right time, and I did the right things, that's all. Pitt at the time, they were just sort of throwing the ball. So I was part of that, but I always was a good defensive player. I could always tackle. And I mean, what else are you gonna do? You block, you run, you tackle, did it all.
Having success at Pitt, eventually you gotta start thinking about the NFL and the draft and all of that. Like, when does that happen?
It didn't.
They just call you and you're drafted?
Exactly.
Really? And so you're just, do you remember getting the call?
I didn't assume a thing. I just said, hey, if I want a job, I got to go earn it. That's what I did. If I was going to play pro football, I was going to play in the best league with the best team. That was the Bears.
Were you at all surprised at how much success you had right away?
No, I knew how to catch the ball. When we started throwing, I caught it.
The league had never seen it. They had never seen a tight end and someone your size catch the ball like that.
They sure did after John Mackey and myself and a few of the other guys came through. And they realized what a valuable position it was. And you can't, who are you going to cover the tight end with?
The 1963 team had a tremendous amount of success. I asked the coach what he remembered most about that era.
Well, as great as our defense was in 1985, the 63 defense was awfully good. Might have been every bit as good or better.
Really?
Yep.
What makes you say that?
The people we had, some of them are in the Hall of Fame, Doug Atkins. We had some really great players on defense. It was a no nonsense defense. They lined up and kicked your ass. That's what they did.
You had all these unbelievable influences in your life at that point. We talked about your mom and your dad and your high school coach. What about Coach Hallis?
Tremendous. I mean, without Coach Hallis, I wouldn't have been anywhere. He had the vision to move me and create the tight end position. The way he created it. I'm just so happy that it was the Bears and I had those people coaching me because they understood what Coach Hallis wanted and we gave it to him.
I was watching some old video clips from around that time and you're running right there with Gale Sayers. Like he's taking off and you're out there clearing the way for him. What was it like blocking for him?
Well, you didn't have to block a lot for Gale, but yeah. I took pride in that. I think if you're a lineman and a blocker, a tight end, you ought to take pride in your blocking. I think that's every bit as part as catching the ball. If you're going to be a good tight end, you got to be balanced. You got to block, catch, run. You got to do everything. And that's what I prided myself in, the fact that I can block, catch, and run.
With as much success as he had, the Bears head coach and owner George Hallis had to make a decision, and Ditka had to accept it, whether he liked it or not.
What's the end of the Bears' tenure like? Because you had all that success, but then you end up getting traded. How did it go at the end there with the Bears?
Well, I was a smartass. Coach Hallis didn't put up with smartasses.
What'd you say?
Oh, I said a lot of things at different times. But, and he traded me away to Philadelphia.
So was it money? Was that the issue?
And in those days, it wasn't very much money. but it was money.
Do you remember what the disputes were over and like how much money we were talking about?
If I told you, you would be embarrassed, and so would I. Because it was nothing. Nothing compared to what they make today. Sounded like a good idea.
It wasn't?
No.
Were you happy to leave? Because you were frustrated, stubborn, whatever it was?
I thought I was happy to leave, but I really wasn't. But I'm a bear. I was too egotistical to know that.